Welcome to today's deep dive. I mean, imagine the state of New Mexico just handing you a check for $200,000.
Right, with basically one catch.
Yeah, one catch. You just have to use that money to hire nine absolute geniuses.
Which sounds completely wild,
Right.
right? But looking at this briefing we're digging into today, the talent subsidy, that is exactly what happened for one small company in Corrales.
It's just a fascinating scenario because, you know, why would a state actually pay a business to hire people?
Well, it comes down to de-risking the absolute biggest bottleneck for high-tech expansion, which is human capital risk.
Right.
Because when you hire for specialized fields, you aren't just paying a salary. I mean, you're absorbing months of negative productivity while that new hire learns your very specific proprietary tech stack.
So it's basically like launching a satellite.
Okay, how so?
Well, you know, the payload itself, so the genius you just hired, that might be brilliant, but the rocket fuel required just to break orbit.
Oh, the onboarding and specialized training?
Exactly. That integration phase can totally bankrupt a small business before that employee ever even transmits a single byte of useful data.
That is a great analogy. And so the state basically steps in to pay for the rocket fuel through the Job Training Incentive Program, or JTIP.
So it's not just a blank check on day one.
No, definitely not. It's a calculated reimbursement model. The state pays back a huge chunk of an employee's wages during that really critical, expensive training window.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Q1 2026 data shows just how massive this intervention is. They dropped $8 million across 18 companies.
Wait, 8 million just in one quarter.
Yep, and that directly subsidized the training of almost 400 New Mexicans. So the state is actively absorbing that orbit-breaking cost you mentioned.
So these private companies can actually scale up without just drowning in financial liability.
Exactly.
But here's where I kind of have to push back. With an $8 million cash drop, we'd naturally assume the major metro areas are just swallowing all of it, right?
Sure. And Albuquerque definitely pulled major numbers.
Right, because big cities have the dense infrastructure, they have massive data centers, proximity to major research labs, deep talent pools. So, how does a smaller, quieter community like Corrales in Sandoval County convince the state it's actually a safe bet for a highly specialized tech subsidy?
Well, they do it by completely avoiding a direct head-to-head battle with the major cities.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, instead, they cornered a highly localized, specific market. So Sandoval County built a hub for what they call creative tech.
Okay, creative tech.
Right. So that $200,000 check for those nine hires we talked about, that went to Udiem, which is based right in Corrales.
Got it. But creative tech isn't just your standard software engineering, is it?
No, not at all. It's this super complex intersection of high-end hardware design, interactive digital software, and actual physical fabrication.
Oh, wow. So think of those massive, like, multi-touch interactive exhibits you see in world-class museums.
Exactly, or the immersive digital briefing rooms used in aerospace.
So you need industrial designers sitting right next to software developers and hardware engineers.
Right, which perfectly illustrates why the training costs are so astronomical for a company like that.
And why the JTIP reimbursement is literally vital.
Exactly. Sandoval County didn't try to outcompete Albuquerque in general IT. They engineered this niche ecosystem where creative tech could thrive. And groups like the Sandoval Economic Alliance specifically step in to help their local businesses navigate the state bureaucracy.
So they help them actually get a seat at that JTIP table.
Yeah, they act as the vital bridge between a brilliant local firm and this massive state funding apparatus.
So for you listening to this right now, if you are navigating business growth, the lesson here is pretty profound.
It really is.
Understanding the geography of these subsidies, you know, knowing exactly where a state is trying to cultivate specific industries, that can literally be make or break.
Totally. Finding an economic alliance that knows how to unlock state capital transforms your absolute biggest liability, those crippling training costs, into pure growth capital.
We are really watching a fundamental shift here in how advanced skills get cultivated in the modern economy.
We are. The state is deliberately funneling millions into private companies like IDM, essentially paying them to act as highly specialized classrooms.
Because they possess the bleeding-edge technology that universities often just don't have yet.
Which brings us to a huge implication. If this model continues to prove more efficient at producing job-ready geniuses than traditional degree
Wait,
programs,
you mean like corporate training actually replacing higher education?
right, will state-funded in-house corporate training eventually replace the university system as the primary engine for high-tech career advancement.
That is such a fascinating shift in the landscape. I mean, why pay university tuition to learn outdated theory when the state will pay an elite tech firm to train you on the actual equipment you'll be using?
It's definitely something to think about.
So if you are a business owner sweating the cost of onboarding your next genius, you might want to see if your state is willing to buy the rocket fuel. Catch you on the next deep dive.